Each night when I get home from work so tired I can't see, I grab my food and drink and then I turn on the TV. I'm looking for distractions so I won't stress anymore, but half the time I just end up more pissed off than before. You see, I'm kinda lazy and my standards are quite low, so it doesn't take a lot for me to sit down and watch a show. But too many annoyances have finally done me wrong, so I opened up another beer and sat down to write this song. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, 'cause the TV shows I love the most are driving me to drink. So spend another night with me in nerdy decadence, 'cause you know that when you're sober this will make a lot less sense. Drink! What is up with heroes? 'Cause back in season one, it all seemed kinda random, but it still was pretty fun. Now there's a brand new character most every single show, when all I really care about is Ando and Hero. Am I right? And I really can't help feeling like the cast is an excuse to set up Peter with some brand new powers he can use. Now no one else gets screen time and the meta plot's a wreck. Quick, have him take his shirt off so the fangirls won't suspect. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, 'cause the TV shows we love the most are driving me to drink. So spend another night with me in nerdy decadence, 'cause you know that when you're sober this will make a lot less sense. Drink! Lost has lived up to its name, I'll tell you that's the truth. 'Cause every single week I get a little more confused. I don't care about Kate's angst or Sawyer's kid or Jack's tattoo. Just tell me what the monster is and what Dharma is up to. I got so frustrated I couldn't play the song. And why have the survivors actually all met before? Like, Claire's dad is also Jack's dad, who was hanging out in Australia with Ana Lucia and Sawyer, who was conned, or his parents, rather, were conned by Locke's real dad, who worked at the box company, owned by Hurley, who was in a mental institution, with Libby. I'm confused already. Who knows what it all means, 'cause all the flashbacks are a bore, and every answered question seems to spawn a thousand more. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, 'cause the TV shows we love the most are driving me to drink. So spend another night with me in nerdy decadence, 'cause you know that when you're sober this will make a lot less sense. Drink! Battlestar Galactica would not be on this list, but recently its twisty plot has got me sorta pissed. 'Cause half the cast are Cylon, Starbuck came back from the dead, and all along the Watchtower is messing with my head. 'Cause every time I hear that elusive music play, I imagine some Centurions out rolling up a J. Scary. So I think I'll go to Vegas, place a bet, and make a killin', when it turns out the 12th Cylon is none other than Bob Dylan. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, 'cause the TV shows I love the most are driving me to drink. So spend another night with me in nerdy decadence, 'cause you know that when you're sober this will make a lot less sense. Drink! Now Mace Weeps have ended, the cliffhangers are hung, and for the next 4 months the shows I love to hate are done. My TV screen is dark, reruns are a waste of time, so what the hell do I do now? Go out and get a life? I don't think so. Instead I think I'll read all the spoilers I can get, and argue with some other fans upon the internet. However much it angers me, this time the networks win. I sure wish fall would come so I could watch TV again. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, 'cause the TV shows I love the most are driving me to drink. So spend another night with me in Nerdy Decadence, cause you know that when you're sober this will make a lot less sense. So raise a glass to the screen now before you stop to think, cause the TV shows we love the most are driving us to drink. So spend another night with me in Nerdy Decadence, cause you know that when we're sober this will make a lot less sense.